This weekend is the 2018 Miss Sonoma pageant, and we'd like to go down memory lane. And joining us right now is actually a past winner of the Miss Sonoma pageant. It's Karen Valentine. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I hope everything's great on your end.
Mm-hmm. Everything's good.
That is definitely the case. Now, Miss Sonoma really turned out to be a great thing for you and your career. Can you kind of describe what it was like when you were in the pageant back so many years ago?
It was wonderful. It was 1965. You know, I had represented Santa Rosa in the Miss Teenage America pageant the 2 years before that. So to be involved with the pageant at that time was, you know, extraordinary. It started my whole career. I owe so much to it. It was wonderful. 2 years ago, the 70th anniversary was a great thing. I came to town, and practically all of the past winners showed up. And we had a wonderful evening honoring all the past representatives, and I enjoyed it so much. It's a wonderful organization. They do a great job, and it's great for gals to be involved, I think.
Well, what exactly do contestants take away from the pageant, the like skills that they kind of take to the future with them?
I think confidence, self-confidence, being in front of people, presenting yourself in a good way, and the people, the girls, I think, that go on to the Miss California pageant and whatever, it just gives you poise. It helps you express yourself in a wonderful way, and the people that are around you at the pageant help you do all that. They set you off on the right foot, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience, I feel. The scholarship that is involved helps carry you, whether it's you apply, no matter what you, you know, when you apply it to your education, and I just think it's wonderful. I know I certainly appreciated it.
Did you apply this?
And I appreciate KSRO, I must say. Frank McLaurin was in charge in those days, and he helped me behind the scenes when I had a lot of decisions to make about going forward with the entertainment industry that was my choice to do. And he was a great guide to me in a business sense and in making the right decisions and how to move forward. You know, I was only 17 at the time, and I learned a lot, and I felt guided and I felt protected, and so I'm very grateful for KSRO also.
Well, you were mentioning it did do wonders for your career, and you know what? You're definitely well known for the Room 222 series. It ran from 69 to 74. You even got an Emmy Award for that one.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. What was probably the best part about that show?
I think the show was a very relevant show. You know, it was created by Jim Brooks, and Gene Reynolds was the producer, and they did a wonderful job of presenting a show that had serious content, but they couched it in humor, which made it really palatable. And it's interesting to see the shows, you know, now in these days, the subjects that we touched upon are still happening in our schools today, unfortunately. But they were, I'm always honored that people still remember the show and have been touched by it. That's a great honor to have been involved with it.
Now, a lot of reboots, of course, do happen. Would you be honored if Room 222 kind of came back?
It would be wonderful if, as long as the writers and the producers are top notch and involved and care for the show. Yes, of course, it would be wonderful.
Going back to the pageant for a bit, what was probably some of your favorite events kind of when you were competing in that?
I think the camaraderie among the girls, you know, it was like a sisterhood. that I thought was absolutely wonderful on both levels, you know, on the local level and also on the state level. I just felt the people running the show made all the right decisions and cared for the girls, so it just was a great send off, I feel. So I loved it.
And Kate, quickly, because we're just about out of time, mm-hmm. the pageant is again coming again this weekend, the 2018 version. What is probably the best piece of advice or advice tips that you can give to those that are contestants?
I say enjoy the moment of what you're doing and take away the experience and use it in a positive way.
Very good. Thank you very much, Karen, for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. Take care.
That is Emmy winner in 1965, Miss Sonoma County, Karen Valentine. A reminder, the 2018 Miss Sonoma County pageant is this Saturday, and KSRO's own Pat Kerrigan will be one of the judges.